conservative,
Christian,
mother,
wife,
Air Force veteran,
gun rights advocate.
This is Stacy on the Right. Here's your host, Stacy Washington.
And we're back. Thank you so much for being with us. I know if you are in the call queue, hang with me. We have our guests coming up right now, and then I'll be back with you all night tonight. We're just playing this thing out. We're talking to each other. We're keeping each other up. We're lifting each other up. We're standing on the wall. We are arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder. We will not fail. We will not relent. We will not hang back. We will not fall. This is the hill on which we not just stand, but advance until we have taken back everything that is currently at issue. They brought this to us. They're the ones attacking an innocent man. We have no choice. We have no other option. We will stand together. So right now, welcoming into the show, Kimberly Fletcher, founder and president and CEO of Moms for America. The website is momsforamerica.us. Kimberly, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you. I love that you're standing up for the truth in this crazy, crazy time.
It is crazy. And, you know, the whole idea behind this attack, it's not just against former President Trump. It's against all of us. It's meant to demoralize us. It's meant to take away our heart and our energy. And the attacks that are going on all over, as you well know, you're running a huge organization that is making a wonderful impact on behalf of families everywhere. And what they want to do is they want to distract us away from protecting our children, protecting the innocents, protecting our border, protecting the rule of law. They want to have so many attacks going on at once that we can't actually withstand it all. And we're not going to fall to that. I know that's the same energy that you work with when you're working on behalf of students. Tell us what the latest is for your organization and this latest story.
Well, you're very right that, we feel like we wake up in the morning and sometimes it's, you know, like radioactive fireflies, and which one do you knock out with a little plastic fly swatter? And we get calls from moms all over the country. The things that are going on out there, you just wouldn't believe some of these stories. I mean, we have moms who are calling us saying that there are fights in the schools where there's no humanity in the school. Teachers will be standing by as students are beating each other up and sending them each other to the hospital. And we have kids who are acting out sexually in the school and molesting other kids. And then you have all of the curriculum crazy. I mean, when you're spending all day long talking to kids about sex in one form or another, and maybe you're a different gender, then there's obviously going to be confusion. And everything that used to give our children passion and purpose has been stripped away. You can't talk about God. You can't talk about being a citizen of this great country. You're being completely disconnected from your family. You're literally being taught to hate your country, hate your neighbor, and hate yourself. And so they're filling this void with anything else they can grab onto. So the suicide rate around my boys is skyrocketing. The depression that the mental health industry is overloaded with these kids who just don't know what to do. They're thinking maybe I am in the wrong gender box. Maybe I am. I mean, it's just insane. And what the moms are, all these moms are saying is, why do people not realize that this is nuts? And why can't we have some common sense and get away from the crazy? And so when things like this, with the president or all these other things start happening, it's like, is there any hope? And that's what Moms for America does, is we come in and we help these moms realize what your rights are, where they come from, how to effectively exercise them, the true story of America that they can then share with their children. And it's empowering these moms across the country, and they're promoting this love of liberty that they then grab onto in their homes and their communities and through their vote. And you will see that in the polls, as you already have.
So this is really, it's important. You talked about the polls. You talked about a lot. I want to get a lot of what you're encapsulating in your comments here. I want to make sure and focus them in on this story. The story is that you have a drag queen doing a show at a school, And that drag queen during the show straddles a girl and basically gives what amounts to a lap dance. Right. So how did the story actually make it out of that school building into all of our knowledge? And then also, what was the reaction of parents and families in that area?
So here's the real thing that's happened. We have helped people realize, you know, your kids are in school and they don't have any support. They constantly, you know, bullied or intimidated, or, you know, this is the cool, or it's just this constant go this way, do this. So we, listen, your kids need to know their side, this together. Ever anything that makes them feel uncomfortable, is wrong or dark, come home and tell them. And turn on your phone. You got reporters in the, you don't have to, you just document it and then you bring it home to us and we'll take care of it. And that's what happened. So the kids were there, they record it, they come home, they tell the parents, what? And then you're able to get it out of national media because the platforms like ours, we can reach out to our PR team. Other stations did that as well. Get the story out. And we've done this several times because the first time we found out about the whole drag queen thing, it was a school that's in the middle of a cornfield in Iowa. So when you think that this is happening in California, New York, or New Jersey, this is happening everywhere. And they're just trying to make it normal, okay, and acceptable. And what was really great was the parents band together. They realized, you know what, this is not right. And if we stand together, because if you don't, they start to try and single you out and intimidate you and silence you. But these parents all came together with their kids and said, no, we're going to let people know that this is a line we are not going to cross. And that was why it hit the national news. And I applaud them for doing it.
So I applaud them as well. It's a difficult story because I'm trying to imagine what kind of a school environment that I would allow my child to be president, where you would have a drag queen performing, where the performance would include the possibility of a lap dance, where that would be actually planned and calendared and accepted and approved by any school official at all, any school official.
They
boggles.
Usually backpedal afterwards. And that's what they did in Anarchy, Iowa, when this story came out there, that they were having a drag queen pep rally in the school, and one of the teachers was one of the drag queens. And you're like, what? And so when that came out, then the school backpedaled and said, well, you know, that was, the club is approved, but that wasn't an approved activity, and they just try to cover it up. Well, we need to stop allowing them to cover it up, and the more of us who speak out, if it's not documented, it didn't happen. So we have to continue to tell the media, anybody who will listen, this is happening. This is happening here. It's happening here. And the more of us who tell the story, you can't ignore it if we continue to shine the light on this actual evil that's being perpetrated on our children in our schools.
All right. So do we have any information about the child, you know, has the child gotten counseling, or is there what's going on with the family that had to put up with this?
Most of the schools, they have the Title IX says that when there is molestation or assault or anything like that, that the children are entitled to have counseling provided by the school system. I am hoping that that's actually going to happen, that they will be able to get the support that they need. But I know that the parents are rallying around this child, and the parents in the community are now talking to their own children to find out, you know, are you okay, and what other kind of things are happening. The best, I hate to even say it, the best thing that came from this, is just, the whole thing is ugly. But the one good thing that came from it is that the parents realize it's happening. They're not alone, and there's something that they can do about it. So I can't say everything that's going on, but I know that there is honest, clear discussion about criminal charges and some other things going on that maybe we can have some even better outcomes than we had hoped. So That would be good.
All right. So that is encouraging. So as we are now covering this and kind of going into the remainder, can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, your organization, and if there are people out there who are listening and thinking, I need to be with like-minded parents and, you know, I want to be active in my kid's school. You have so much going on with your organization. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So I'm Moms for America, and we're a national network of moms. We have members in all 50 states. We can connect you wherever you are. And our threefold mission is to empower moms, promote liberty, and raise patriots. So we're not just holding line. We're also kicking that ball of freedom down the field, because we have the power to turn this around in one generation. So our teenager program is a project, and it's kind of like Tupperware for Liberty. And women invite neighbors and friends into their home, and through a series of stories and inspiring stories that connect with moms' personal experiences, they learn the true story of America. They learn what their rights are, that they come from God, not government, that they have the power to change things for the good, and how they can do it effectively. And then they get excited. And because of that, then they can go into the school more empowered, more articulate. I mean, we had a mom who reached out to us a couple months ago who said, you know, I just love what I'm learning in the cottage meeting. I was having a conversation with my state representative a few weeks ago about a constitutional principle, and he asked if I could slow down because he wanted to take notes. And the idea and the concepts of liberty are very simple, but we've complicated it with all of these policies. And that our history and heritage has been stripped from us in the schools. So when we give it back through these presentations, these discussion groups, these moms get on fire. And they're like, oh, my gosh. And I have the power to do this or the power to do that. And when they go into the school boards, they're more effective. They're creating relationships with those school board members and teachers and parents that are opposed to this. And there are way more of us than there are of them. And one of the things we're working on right now to create that counter voice within the school systems, counter to the teachers unions and the lobbying associations like the National School Board Association, we are actively seeking out, recruiting, and training moms and grandmas to be school district ambassadors to serve in every one of the 13,452 school districts in the country. And we are heavily engaged in reaching out and training them so that they can create those relations with those people in that school district community that are opposed to these things, because there are way more of us than there are of them. And they're there to help support those families when things like this happen. They can connect them. We have a lot of law firms that we work with that have pro bono attorneys. So when you're having any of these issues in your school, your classroom, we can help connect you with them. We can give you resources, support. It's just kind of it's all moms all the time. It's pretty cool, actually.
I love it. I love it. And so, you know, this is the power of, you know, you have some time, you want to work, and you get together, and you just have to find a place to kind of gather together like-mindedly, and you're providing that opportunity with your organization. And so that, to me, is one of the best things about the unintended consequence of them doing all of these things in the kids' schools, is that moms are being activated. Parents are kind of waking up and going, well, what's happening? You know, and you're giving them an opportunity to do that in an organized fashion with a group that they can trust, and they can really advance their movement, their ideas, whatever the cause is, having to do with children and families and traditional morals, you're providing that. So I think it's so great. And I was so excited to see that you were joining us tonight. So cool.
Thank you. We love working with moms because they really are. I mean, we're the hope of America. I cannot say that enough. I truly believe mothers are the last best hope of America, and we can turn this around in one generation. If we empower the moms and we convert them to liberty, the nation will follow. And Matthew Vassar, when he started Vassar Women's College years ago, he said he did so because he realized the mothers of the country mold its citizens, determine its institutions, and shape its destiny. And we're on a destiny-shaping mission at Moms for America, and we just love it when we meet with moms and their eyes light up because they're like, oh my gosh, there's something we can do. And connecting together where you are, that is the most important thing that you can do, because where we're going to solve these problems and turn this around is not in Washington. It's in your own backyard.
Okay. And So receive that if you're listening and you're feeling discouraged tonight, especially if you, so if you're a mom, if you are friends with a mom, if you are married to a mom, whatever the case is, you have moms in your life. Tell them about Moms for America. Tell them that they can join in. We have Kimberly Fletcher here. She's actually looking for ambassadors for every single school building in the country. That's a heavy lift, but not really. If you think about all the stuff moms are up to, being an ambassador in your kid's school building sounds perfect to me. I kind of feel like I missed the boat because my kids are bigger now, and I could have called myself an ambassador. I was always in their building, always. I was like one of the number one volunteers, but I didn't call myself anything. I was just there all the time, and it was fun for me to do, and I had good relationships with those teachers, even when there were disagreements. And I really feel like that's where we have to get back to. If we are not going to be there watching over these kids, we can expect all hell to break loose. And it already has at this point. Now we have to dial everything back. Kimberly Fletcher, founder, president, CEO of Moms for America. You guys, you got to check it out. It's momsforamerica.us. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll talk again soon. Oh, she's great. I get excited when I see people going out and doing the work. Don't just talk about it. Do something amazing. Okay, we'll take the break. When we come back, I'll be chatting with you on 866-957-2874.